2013 and 2014 were tough years for our family. My wife lost her brother and father, and I lost my sister. We played caregiving roles for her father and my sister. And when they were gone, one of the hardest things was anticipating their upcoming birthdays and the holidays. How would we feel? How would we get through? We surrounded ourselves at Christmas with family, including two new grandchildren. And while I thought I might feel guilty for enjoying the holidays, I actually experienced peace and happiness. Because in the eyes of new grandchildren, I saw the cycle of life come full circle. That's the way it's supposed to be. It's okay to grieve the loss of the person you were caring for. It's necessary. It's important to restore yourself and do what is necessary to recover and heal too. Develop helpful rituals that offer you solace and peace, including, if it's helpful, adhering to some of the daily traditions you started with your loved one. The site, aftergiving.com, offers resources that help caregivers adjust to life after the caregiving ends and transitions into the next stage of your life. Breathe in and out. Today, think of the happy times you spent with a loved one who's passed on and smile. Are there certain things you did together on certain days of the week? Maybe a movie matinee. Think about continuing these rituals. Start one today. Your loved one will be sitting right beside you.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. That is how I know you go on. Far across the distance and spaces between us, you have come to show you go on. Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on. Once more, you open the door, and you're here in my heart, and my heart will go on and on.
You will go on too.